Imagine yourself living on the streets without a family or a place to call home. It is estimated that over 300,000 street children live on the streets across Kenya, with more than 60,000 of them living in Nairobi County. The number is said to be growing daily, a situation that prompted a 22-year-old from Kenyatta University to start up a project that will see street children in Githurai area get homes and others rehabilitated.
My name is Wendy McKenna. I'm a student in Kenyatta University, studying environmental science of my final fourth year.
So why the street children?
Everyone has a mother and a dad, or maybe they are brought up with single parents and they're lucky. But street kids are neglected in Kenya. I should say in Africa on a wide view. People have lacked that culture. The culture they had before, where children are owned by the community, it's fading away.
It has not been a smooth sail for McKenna, as she still has to balance school and charity work.
I think it's all about time management. School means a lot. When it's school time, I do schoolwork. When I'm free, I work with the kids. I come check on them, see if they're doing okay. You know, try to encourage them.
Getting finances has also seemed quite a challenge.
Sponsors don't want to commit. They want to just come one time and they're gone. We fundraise within us, school members, we bring it to them. In every international church event, we try and bring in our resources and make them a small party to allow them feel appreciated. Although they're still on the streets, we are planning to get money to take them to school. We believe education is key. If they are educated, their living standard will rise. When you want to help them, you can't just give them petty money for a day. They'll eat today, tomorrow they won't be able to eat. So we're teaching them how to fish through education. We try to also show them that they don't need to be employed for them to get money. They can be self-employed. People here have talent. I bought them a ball so they can have football. And through that, maybe we can spot talent, pick them out from the crowd, and find a sponsor who can be able to channel this talent into something better.
McKenna's efforts has seen most of the street children quit drugs and try living a clean life on the streets.
This project has helped us so much, because for the past 2 years, she has been coming a couple of times to bring us clothes and buying us food, and she still looks for donors to take us to school. Before I met her, I was a total drunk, but when I met her, she gave me hope in life, and she told me with God everything is possible, so I listened, and now I'm changing and I stopped drinking.
The struggles that these street children deal with is overwhelming.
The challenges are many. First, the police, they never want to see us sleep on the streets, so they come and beat us at night. And you know how hard street life is. You're rained on, too much cold that causes sickness. Like right now, most of our friends are sick, but there's nothing we can do about it.
To Wendy McKenna, the struggle to have these street children lead a better life has made her a mentor and a hero to many that are helpless, hopeless, and homeless. For the local heroes in Kenya, my name is Priska Aroko.